This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, January 15th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Here it is Monday night, the 15th of January. Martin Luther King Day. Celebrated everywhere in the country except for Iowa. But that's another story that I'll leave for someone else. In the meantime, we'll have a good time with Monday Night Trivia. And we have a brand new question coming up. I wish I knew what it was. No, I've got several from which to choose. And we've got a theme for our bumper stumpers. We've got 11 bumper stumpers. If you know the artist, well, you're a winner right there. If you know the theme, well, even better. And if you know my question, that's terrific. But if you don't know any of that, and I mean absolutely none of that, well, then you have your own category. It can be absolutely anything, as Johnny D proves with his homonyms, and now this is great, and I know his name, and I know it as well because he calls all the time, and all I'm seeing on the screen is New Hampshire. Yeah, so I know it's going to be Beatles trivia, but that's terrible. All right, well, we'll be finding out in moments, but first it's about time that I come up with a question. Barry, that's his name. Barry. Sorry about that, Barry. Barry in New Hampshire. All right, who wants Beatles? All right, well, too many B's there, I guess. In the 1600s, for more than 20 years, it was illegal for anyone to do this in Massachusetts. Do what? Oh, they do it today, there and everywhere else. But in the 1600s, for over 20 years, you couldn't do it in Massachusetts. What is it you couldn't do? But like I say, you can do it anywhere else. And I don't know that it is outlawed anywhere, but probably if we looked hard enough. But as far as places you can find on a map, it's probably good to go in most cases. So, but in the 1600s, for over 20 years, illegal in Massachusetts. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. I should say that again slowly because we've discovered that some people, no matter how many times I say it, continue to dial the wrong number, and then I get an email saying, I tried, but I got, you know, and enter anything in there, including someone's fax machine. So that's 888-876-5593. All right, please make a note of it. Now, check out Barry, whose name we now know in, I don't know what happened there, in New Hampshire. So Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio. Barry.
Don't know my name.
Yeah, well, we know it now.
Okay.
All right. And God knows you know your Beatles, so I have to come up with the ultimate Beatles trivia for you, and I don't even have anything ready because you're so good at this. So let's... Well, usually you are. So let's see what we get here. We'll skip the very hard Beatles trivia because you always get that one. So let's see what we can do here. And looking at all of this, and well, John has one. Oh, this is going to be good. All right. What is it?
George and John early in their career had the same dream. They were digging in the garden. What was the dream about?
George and John. George and John had the same dream early.
Oh, sorry, Paul and John.
Oh, Paul and John. All right, I was going to say, now George and John dreaming together. Paul and John. All right. Well, they were always together anyway. Paul and John had the same dream.
The same night.
The same night. Obviously, they were not together, or so it would seem they're not together. They had the same dream the same night. They were digging in the garden. What was it about?
Oh, boy.
And by the way, Barry, you got me.
Digging in the garden.
Digging in the garden. John's looking at me like, well, you should know this. Yeah, right.
It was a repetitive dream for one of them.
It was a repetitive dream?
Okay,
it was a repetitive dream for one of them. Which one?
I think it was Paul.
Well, there's only two from which to choose. So, okay. So,
right, right. John.
So, John, what's the dream?
Oh, they believe it was a premonition. They both dug in the garden, and in the dirt they found gold coins, which represented a treasure.
Oh, okay. They thought it was a premonition because they were digging in the garden and they found gold coins. So they thought it was a premonition, I guess, of their gold records to come.
Oh, boy. I never heard of that.
Neither have I. So now we can both look it up, and maybe, I don't know where he comes up with this stuff. But I guess it stumped you. Me too, but they all stumped me.
Okay.
All right.
And if it was later in years, I would say the Blue Laws in Massachusetts, but 1600s.
Oh yeah. Well, here I'll give you another question since I can't. It's not Blue Laws, but I can't speak to John's question, so I'll give you another one. Obviously, the Beatles split in 1970. Well, what year legally did they split? The band was dissolved in what year?
It was 1974.
Yep, absolutely right. You are 100% right. Took them 4 years to iron that out. All right, well, very good. Hang on, we'll confirm your address, and you are a winner, and you can talk to John about where the heck he got his question, because I have no idea. All right, hang on. It's obviously a good one. It stumped the heck out of Barry there. So I have no idea where that came from. So 888-876-5593, proving that you can have your own category and your own question, and John might come up with it. I don't know. If you ask anything about comics, I know he'll come up with it. But other than that, I'm not sure. So, in the 1600s, for more than 20 years, it was illegal for anyone to do this in Massachusetts. All right. Do what? So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. All right. So, there you have my question. And I guess you need a bumper stumper. I think that that should be where we start. And, I think this one's relatively easy, but, of course, I say that about all of them besides the answers are in front of me, but I wouldn't even need that for this. Let's see if you do. And, meanwhile, trundle to your phone, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Baby, there's nothing left to do.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who are they? And yeah, they had a hit. This was not it, obviously. And a little too early for you to guess the theme that I recognize, but this song from 1966 maybe means something to you. Or maybe they just sound familiar. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. So in the 1600s, for more than 20 years, it was illegal for anyone to do this in Massachusetts. Do what? All right. Other than that, your own category. Whatever you want. Is it going to be a slow Monday night trivia? It could be. I don't know. Last week was, too. Something about January. I'm not 100% sure what that is, but it seems to affect all sorts of things for some reason. Even today, traffic was light, and I chalked that up to some degree, Martin Luther King Day, but it's interesting who observed it, who didn't observe it as far as that goes, but as far as anything federal or banking and things like that, absolutely closed, but stock market and such, but beyond that, I don't know. It seemed business as usual most places, but for some reason, yeah, fewer lines. Yeah, maybe people are fatigued having waiting so long through the Christmas season. I'm not sure. All right, so it is Monday, January 15th, and the show will replay on Friday night. And so don't call on Friday, but do call on Monday. It's so funny because I can say that repeatedly and invariably. First thing that happens Friday is I recognize, yep, playing a rerun because all of a sudden all the phones light up, and that's great, but I'd really prefer it if you call Monday night, like right now, 888-876-5593, because interesting, on Tuesday through Thursday, I can pretty much prattle on as ever I desire, and that's all right, don't really need you, want you, but don't really need you. Now, Monday night, man, trivia? Mandatory, impossible to play trivia without you. So pick your own category as far as that goes, because you know something about something. Everybody does. Tomorrow night we have an abbreviated show. It's the only abbreviated show this week. We will be on an hour late, so that will be after Blackhawks hockey. But other than that, a 10 p.m. start sharp on Wednesday and Thursday. So what else? Next full moon is next week, by the way, Thursday, January 25th. And I don't know how you want to celebrate that. The new moon is what we do for our prosperity checks, and the next new moon would be Friday, February 9th. And in addition to being Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Robert E. Lee, born on January 15th. Yeah, it's interesting. It's a state holiday in Alabama. Mississippi, too, I do believe. It's Human Rights Day in Idaho, Civil Rights Day in Arizona and New Hampshire, and Strawberry Ice Cream Day. I'm not sure how we celebrate, but if you don't like strawberry ice cream, it's also apparently Bagel and Lox Day. All right, so however you want to celebrate that, go for it. So there you have today's events. Tomorrow, I just love tomorrow. It's Nothing Day. Yeah, celebrate it any way you want. So we will... Have another bumper stumper coming up. And there is a theme, by the way, but even if you just know the artist, that's great, too. Otherwise, I say, your own theme, whatever it is, we'll handle it. We'll prove that right now with Leah and Marcus Hook. So, Leah, what is happening tonight in Pennsylvania?
Well, snow. We got snow, and I'm so happy.
You wanted it, I know. So you willed the area snow. Don't say it too loud. Some people might not be happy.
Oh, everybody's pretty much happy about it.
Really?
Everybody's like, it's about time, yeah. So, we've had 2 years without snow.
How much snow did you get?
Well, it's still snowing, so they say so far we got about an inch and a half, but it's not going to end till about 4 o'clock in the morning, so okay. We'll see when it's all said and done. I don't know.
And is it supposed to be sunny tomorrow?
No, it's going to be cold and bone-chilling cold, they said.
Good. Bone-chilling cold. So when I say good, not because you'll be out in it or anything, but because that'll keep the snow around, perhaps.
Right. All week it's going to be bone-chilling cold. The temperatures are going to be in the teens and 20s. So.
Well, so then the snow should stay. You'll be able to be sick of it by the time it leaves.
No, I never get sick of snow. Never, ever.
And you drive, do you? But
yes. I do. Well, you know, I'm used to Wisconsin snow, so it doesn't bother me, you know? I mean, this little bit of snow is nothing to me. when I lived in Beloit, you know, they had so much snow, they couldn't pile it on the sides of the streets. They had to pile it in the middle of the road and just cut out holes at the intersection.
Right, right. You know? Rockford was that way, too. But when I lived in Rockford, Rockford did the same thing. They used quite a bit of salt. But by then, Wisconsin had decided that salt wasn't any good. So when when you were in Beloit, did they still use salt?
I can't remember. They left like a layer of snow on the road, so for traction.
For traction, that's a nice theory. All right,
because there wasn't really any like sleet or anything that we got. Like here, there's sleet.
Oh, of course.
That we get a lot.
Of course.
You know, but there was just the dry packed snow.
Well, how about
which I remember
that?
On the road.
Well, believe me, there were times, at least in Rockford, where it would rain first, and that was always such a delight when it would rain and turn to snow. So it happened. So we're going to do movie musicals.
Can I try the trivia question?
Absolutely, go for it.
Is it practicing witchcraft?
No. Oh, that's interesting. No.
Oh, okay. I just thought, you know.
I think that was illegal for a lot. Yeah, I think it was illegal for a lot more than 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they were still busy drowning people long after 20 years. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So now here we go. You want musicals? All right. And what is the musical comedy about McKinley High's Less Cool Kids?
Okay. Is it Bye Bye Birdie?
No, I think it's a little more recent than that. So, let me see if I can get a year for you. Looking at these people, it looks to be 2009 to 2015. Was a TV musical for 5 years.
Oh, it was a TV musical.
Yeah. We'll get you a movie in a minute, so I'll try anyway. But yes, it was TV. And
it was TV.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. That not your forte?
No, I don't know. I wouldn't know that.
All right. Well,
I don't know TV musicals.
Anyway, it's Glee, G-L-E-E, Glee.
Oh, I heard of it. I never saw it.
All right. Well, I know you've seen the musical Annie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's been everywhere. What is the name of Orphan Annie's dog?
Crap. No, it's not crap.
See, that could be interesting. Maybe I'll see this movie after all.
No crap to be crap.
Right, exactly.
Let's see. Oh, what was his name? I'm pretty sure it's a boy.
But it is somewhat of a unisex name, I would say. We should probably get the thinking music out here somewhere. I don't know where it went.
Yeah.
We used to have the thinking music, but yes, it was, and it was the dog throughout all time. I mean, whether we're talking about the comic strip or whatever, you know, and later the play and everything, the dog didn't change.
Right, right. I know. I can see the dog in my mind's eye. I can see it. I can't, I don't know. I'm just going to say Rusty.
It was Sandy.
Sandy.
Yes.
I knew it was like a color, you know?
Rusty, Sandy. All right. So, whole palette there. That's the deal. Sandy.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well,
at least you heard of the play. All right. Good deal.
Right. Yeah. You know.
Good deal.
Movies, I'm good with the TV, not so much.
Yeah. Well, we'll do this again next week, no doubt.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, and we'll get to 40s movies with Lisa coming up in moments. You can have your own category too. Sky is the limit on that. Everybody knows something about something. So whatever your forte is, let me know and I'll find a question for you, assuming I can read it. Now, right now we'll find out what's going on in the world at large on WGN Radio News right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, Bumper Stumpers, and so who are they? And yeah, it's a big, big Jerry Blavitt record. Yeah, so played all the time in Philadelphia, but it turns out it's two girls who actually were teenagers in Chicago. Who are they? 888-876-5593. Probably did not help with the theme, but it should become apparent as the show goes on. I hope so anyway. So we have a question, and that is, in the 1600s, for more than 20 years, it was illegal for anyone to do this in Massachusetts. Do what? And if you don't like my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on this. Well, so I look up on the screen and I see star of stage, screen, and Group W, Bob Kay, everything from KFWB to WoWo, where he hired Carol Ford. And for that, you should be knighted alone.
Oh, you think so?
I do think so. I remember the first time I heard Carol, because you had hired her in 1976, and I was working in Louisville. And I remember.
She was a great online person.
Unbelievable.
I loved Carol. Yeah. I still love her, but I haven't talked to her in years.
Yeah, no, but it was so funny, and I've told her this many times. I heard her, must have been the first week for sure, if not the first night. And I remember turning to Johnny Randolph and said, I'm screwed. I might as well just get out of the business now. And then he said, I hear this is her first job out of college. I said, I'm going to drink.
It was.
I said, there's no sense in me doing this any longer. I'm over. She was so good.
She was very good, and she was such a pleasant person to work with.
I
everybody loved her, especially the guys in a lot of the prisons. I had to write a lot of letters to superintendents of prisons to ask them to please tell some of the people to stop writing their old letters, love letters.
Yes, and I think that's part and parcel of 50,000-watt all-night shows for sure, but
yep.
Carol, more than any, and we'd talk about that often. It was funny because occasionally she'd get a flurry of letters from someplace like Alabama, and then she'd send out her picture, and she'd never hear from them again.
Well, she said she was so cute.
Oh, she's adorable.
And on the radio, she was so cute. I mean, you couldn't help but fall in love with her.
Absolutely. But I'll tell you, the bigots in part of the South, man, they saw a picture of her, and she was darling looking, but she wasn't what they expected, and it was like, turn off the radio, Alabama. So
Probably not.
Yeah. Now, of course, not only Group W, I know you were at King, and the reason I know you were at King is I'll never forget the view you had from that house in Edmonds. I would have stayed there the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you came to visit me there one time, and we went up and had lunch, I think, at the Space Needle.
Yes, we did, and had a wonderful time, but I'll never forget the view. I thought, I'll tell you what, I would never leave this house.
I love Seattle, love living there. My youngest son is a pilot for Delta Airlines, and he loved Seattle, and that's where he chose to make his home base.
Oh, that's great.
And so he flies out of there now. But, you know, I don't know if when I was in Los Angeles, I was at KBC.
Right.
And I was there for like 5 years in the early 90s.
Right.
And I don't think we ran into each other then, except maybe at...
Oh, yes. No. We had an infamous run-in. Oh, I'm glad you forgot. Okay, here was the deal. Yeah, you'll love this, and you'll remember it when I tell you. The general manager was George Green. And for whatever reason, he thought that I should work at this radio station because he was on a panel with me somewhere. And of course, as you know, I wanted nothing to do with it. I was perfectly happy at KFMB. And not only that, but that overnight show was something like 5 hours on KBC. And I thought, there's just no way. And you called me and you said, you know, would you do me a favor and come and at least talk to us? I want you to meet the program director. Oh, my God. And he's no longer alive. And
He was the operations manager. That was, I was the program
director. You were program director. He was OM. So anyway, I was supposed to sit and talk to him. And he threw me out of his office.
Really?
If you remember this, yes, he threw me out of his office. Now, the worst part is I didn't drive there. My buddy, Andre Maru, had driven me because he was going somewhere in L.A.
Oh, no.
Yes, and so here this guy, Al Brady Law, throws me out of his office almost bodily. He stood up and so you were kind enough.
Why?
You said, well, I'll stay with you. You know, I think he was starting to say things. He was asking me questions and all that. He was starting to say things, and I mentioned... I mentioned something along the lines of, well...
Oh, something you said at one time that got you fired?
No, it wasn't any of that. It was actually, he was talking about, why do you want to be on this radio station? I said, I don't think I do. And I said, I'm here because Bob is a good friend of mine, and he asked me to come to this interview, but I don't think I want to do this. I don't want to work for a radio station where the general manager's wife, Mim, runs it. And he stood
well,
up.
And it leaned a little too far to the left, I think,
yeah,
for your
well, right,
comfort zone.
Right. We didn't even need to get to that point when I mentioned that, you know, George Green is a wonderful person. You got to get out of my office. And so you were kind enough to stay with me. We walked around. You introduced me to the staff. You showed me the facility. And it was literally awkward because it was like another hour and a half before I'd get somebody to pick me up. So, yeah.
Oh, boy.
That was WABC, KABC. Oh, are you kidding?
Well,
it was hilarious.
Later, we bought KMPC from Gene Autry.
Yes, but I was gone by then.
I got pretty much to program that myself,
yeah.
And that we leaned that one to the right
to
try to compete with KFI.
Yeah, well, no, I was at KMPC earlier.
Too much inside radio stuff here. We're getting deep in the weeds, Raleigh.
Well, that's perfectly fine. anybody who listens to the show has to put up with this. It's just the way it works. But yes, and so you're now in Massachusetts.
Right. I've been very blessed, had many wonderful things happen to me during my career, and now I'm no longer wearing a suit and a tie, and I'm kind of running my own thing.
Oh, good. Good.
I have a sound business. I produce podcasts for people. I work with a morning network radio show.
Good.
And I do live sound, which I love to do. I have a couple of artists that I work with who are blues singers. One of them is Willie J. Laws, and he is the last prophet of the funky Texas blues.
Ooh, I love it.
And I love to do the sound mix for that band.
Oh, that's great. Good.
So I'm just having fun doing what I like to do.
Excellent.
And listening to you.
Well, and I appreciate that. How's Tony doing?
Tony is doing just great.
Uh-huh.
She's still working.
Really?
And things are fine. Couldn't be happier here. I'm a California boy. Grew up in L.A.
I know.
And I hated Boston when I first moved here. It was the worst adjustment for a little sissy California boy to come here and have to deal with all of the things you have to deal with in Massachusetts. But now, I really am enjoying it. And the cost of living here is much better than it is in California right now.
That's true for anywhere. I mean,
yes, that's true.
Literally, I can't think of any. You know, Los Angeles, and you know, I'm an Angeleno as well. I never thought I would see these prices. And, you know, used to be, even until 1980, Los Angeles is one of the best bargains in town, in the country.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could easily get a one-bedroom apartment for, you know, a couple hundred bucks a month, and that was great. Now, my God, I don't know how anybody can live there.
Just crazy. Well, we moved here directly from the San Francisco area.
Well, that was high always.
I was working for a couple of startup companies up there and moved here. And I was working again with your old pal, Al Brady Law, who fired me. He fired me at KABC and then hired me two more times at twice what I was making at KABC.
Oh, man.
But he had no choice. It was one of those situations. And you know how politics play in radio sometimes. It's, it's either you or me. And since I was a little under Al in ranking, it was like, it's you, buddy. And I understood that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Didn't like it, but then, you know, like 6 months later, you know, he wasn't long for the world after me or George Green either.
No.
And, you know, the new company. We won't mention their name, but they have a mouse as their mascot, and they really didn't understand or want to deal with radio, and so they just made all kinds of crazy changes, and Al was out, I was out, and then he hired me to come up to the Bay Area and work for him up there, and we had a great time together.
Wow. Well, you're better person than me. I would never talk to the guy again after that. I was done.
Really?
Yeah.
He came to the station coming from a music background. He had worked with a guy by the name of Walter Sabo, and he had programmed a lot of the NBC stations, WHDH here in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole thing was music. And so when he came to KBC, he's basically said to me, you know, I don't really don't know much about radio. I mean, talk radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, just show me what to do. Please, please.
Yeah, you were right the first time. He didn't know much about radio. But you know, I heard his music station. So, I mean, lucky career for a number of years. I'll say that. But I guess it's not.
Don't and still don't.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Not good to talk ill of the dead, so we'll move right along.
No. I mean, he was a great guy to work with because I understood where he came from, and so that's that.
Wow. All right. Well, where's Chris Claus now?
Chris Claus, I think he's retired. Okay. Last I knew, he was in
New Orleans.
New Orleans?
Yeah, I knew about New Orleans, but.
And the morning man there was our old morning man from, or evening guy from Whoa, Bob Del Giorno.
Of course.
By the name of Bob Dell.
Right.
And then he went to Chicago, and then I went to Chicago to WIND.
Right.
We shouldn't mention another call letter.
No, that's perfectly fine.
Since we're on WGN, one of the great stations in the world.
Well, you know,
probably the greatest.
When you're the leader, you can mention other stations. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, absolutely. Well, this is just so great to hear from you. Now, you have
Do I get to take a chance at your...
Oh, I hope so. Yes.
I don't know if it's fair since I'm here.
No, it's...
And I may be wrong. I don't know.
Let me hear.
Okay, well, there used to be these things in Massachusetts called... the whole New England area called Blue Laws.
Uh-huh.
And one of the Blue Laws, am I getting warm?
No, but that's all right. I like this answer anyway.
Forget it. I'm going through the wrong rabbit hole.
No, that's all right. Go for it. What were you going to say?
There was a Blue Law, an honest-to-goodness Blue Law, that young ladies could not wear shiny patent leather shoes if they were wearing skirts or dresses.
Is this because they believed it would be a mirror somehow?
Apparently that was the thought, but this was actually on the books.
This
is
hilarious.
There was another one here that a woman could not sit down in a public seat like a bench or a public seating area less than 15 minutes after a guy had been sitting there, because somehow they thought that there was something sexual could be transmitted from that. Who knows? I don't know.
So, in other words, if a guy had been on the bench within a 15-minute period, here it is, it's snowing, it's cold and everything, the bench is no longer occupied. Firstly, how would she know if someone was there 15 minutes earlier? Is she prescient?
Good question. Well, she may have been sitting there with a stopwatch.
Well, you wonder. It's like, how the heck? And if she did know, would they call her a witch?
Could be. I mean, there were a lot of silly laws on the books back here, and this, you know, what we learned in school about the history of Boston is not all true. There were a lot of things about it. I mean, we heard about these people called the Puritans, who we were led to believe that they were wonderful, sweet people. The Puritans were savages.
Well, wait a minute. That's the way I was taught it. I was never taught they were wonderful and sweet.
Oh, really? Oh, no. Well, see, I guess in Chino we had a different education system.
I pulled out of the California system and actually went to Florida. So I'm not sure,
okay.
But Floridians were taught that they were basically, like you say, just short of the devil.
Yeah, the Puritans were a nasty lot. There are some great tours you can take when you come to Boston, and there are people in costumes, and they assume the roles of actual people who lived back in the time, and most of them are actors, and they will take you on this tour. It's called the Freedom Trail, and they take you through different historic parts of Boston. You walk through it, and they tell you about those parts as the person that they are portraying.
That's great.
And they're in costume. It's fascinating. It's really worth it because you learn a lot about the city. And you know, I had one time, and I asked the lady what she died of. She said she died of dysentery, and that she was buried right under the L tracks, right underneath one of the subway stations under the Boston Common.
Oh man, that's a great story.
Anyway,
that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a great thing to do. It's you know, people take the duck tours and those are fun too.
Yeah.
But these guided tours, you really learn about the more detail about the inside stuff. I mean, you go through the Park Street Church cemetery where a lot of the famous people like Samuel Adams and Mother Goose is buried, and who else is buried there? Oh, all kinds of. Names that you would recognize from the revolutionary period. And they weren't too excited about the Declaration of Independence here because they kind of liked the lawless way things ran here in Massachusetts because they could just settle everything with a street fight.
Well, quick, effective, why not?
Well, yeah.
This is a delight. You've made my hour, and I hope you'll call us again.
You. Well, maybe one of these nights if I stay up late here and...
Yes, it is late there. Yes, it is late there.
A little later. I was about ready to go to bed, and I thought, I'll take a track of those.
That's right. Raleigh could use calls. You're so right. All right. Thank you.
But they're wrong, right?
Yeah, no, this is wonderful. Yeah, it's not right. But it's a wonderful answer, though. I like it. And, of course, it is the 1600s in Massachusetts, so you know the Puritans are in this story somewhere.
Well, gotta be.
Yeah, they are. All right. Thanks, Bob.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. How nice. I will get to Lisa and Dundee on 40s Movies, but right now I know if you listen to the show, you are a radio lover and probably followed along completely with my conversation with Bob. So I know you know about the Z Crane Company. Bob Crane should be knighted because years ago when he realized how lousy radio reception was in the current radios, he vowed that he could make them better. And boy, did he ever. Everything in the Z Crane catalog has one thing in common if they are a radio, and that is that they've just got superior reception, AM or FM. But the neat thing is there are so many from which to choose now. They all have different features, and one of the things to take a look at is the newest edition of Z Crane's CC Skywave SSB2 with single sideband. It's the ultimate companion and emergency radio. It makes a great travel radio. It fits in the palm of your hand. It weighs only 8 ounces. The reception is excellent, and considering the size, the audio is really sharp, crisp, and clear. So you'll get access to communication that your smartphone will never give you, like emergency single sideband transmissions. In a major event, you might hear things before anybody else. But not only that, when there's no event, you'll hear hams from all over the world, and that's a lot of fun. And of course, you can listen to your favorite AM or FM station, and you'll hear them better than you will with a standard radio, that's for sure. Plus, it's got a weather band and a weather alert, and so you'll always know what's going on when it comes to inclement weather. And you can check this out at ccradio.com, ccradio.com, and that's the CC Skywave SSB2, the True Radio Lovers Travel Radio. If you can't go online, well, they've got the greatest customer service. They'll do the whole thing over the phone with you, and they'll send you a hard copy of the catalog if you like, and that is 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, and yes, you can get it probably by tomorrow on Amazon, but for the real deal experience, find out all of what's in the Z Crane catalog, great information as well as great products. Check out that CCSSB2 at ccradio.com. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio. So who is that? And yes, they are a well-known group, Southern California. And what exactly that has in common with the other two that we played, I'll leave that up to you to figure out. But you absolutely do know the group. I can guarantee it. 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And Lisa is in Dundee. How's it going, Lisa?
Oh, pretty good. How about with you, Raleigh?
Can't complain.
And, good.
Yeah. And so it was a good day because last Thursday I went to have my blood let. I like to call when they're doing a lot of tubes of blood stuff. And my veins collapsed. They wouldn't do anything. Nothing. And so, absolutely nothing. So after I was a pincushion for a while, I left and came back today and my veins were cooperative. So I'm in a happy mood.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Did you drink lots of water? You're supposed to drink lots of water.
Well, you know, I do that. I do that regardless, you know, because I'm aware of that, and so I never go in there. I'm sloshing when I go in, no matter what, just in case. But sometimes,
When they have to poke you more than once or twice, boy.
Oh yeah. Well, Yeah, and even then.
Did they go to your hand then? And your
yeah, and it wasn't going to happen anywhere. Not on Thursday. Nowhere.
No.
And so, for whatever reason, but oh, sure, yeah, I know all the spots. But I have a musical movie question. Well, actually, it's not a musical. It's a movie question from the 40s. It's definitely not a musical. Definitely not a musical. It would be more satire and comedy. We're talking about The Great Dictator, 1940, Charlie Chaplin. Yeah, and Charlie Chaplin plays the role of both a Jewish barber and also the dictator of Tomania. What I want to know is the dictator of Tomania in the movie, what was his name?
Sandy.
Yeah, woof.
No. I know that answer, but I don't know this one.
That's great. That's great. It was Chaplin's first talking movie, and he made his name, of course, on the silent screen.
I haven't seen it.
But he directed, produced, well, he was horrified by it later, because this came out in 1940, and it was, again, it was a satire and a comedy. It was very big, but unfortunately, when he became aware of what was going on, the horrors of Europe and the concentration camps and all that, he thought, I can't believe I made this movie, so you'll have to find it. But the character, the dictator of Tomania, was Adenoid Heinkel.
Of course.
Yes. So
all right,
check it out and let me know what you think of it.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
it. Next week.
All right, so there we have it, and we'll come up with something easier next week, I promise. But right now we'll come up with the news right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who are they? And that should be somewhat apparent to you. 1967. And what does that record have in common with everything else we played tonight? Those are the Bumper Stumpers. And our question, yes, in the 1600s, for more than 20 years, it was illegal for anyone to do this in Massachusetts. Do what? And, of course, the Puritans are involved at somewhere. All right, so, because they were involved in everything. Mark in Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Mark?
Well, this is an interesting question. I think I'm better now. I think maybe I was a little dehydrated, but I just had two bottles of water, and I'm feeling a little better.
Good. Well, this is good news. Now, were you listening last week? Did you hear Johnny D? He mentioned you in his song.
Yeah, none of it was true about me, but it was funny.
Well, you know, he asked me if it was true, and I said, I wasn't sure that maybe, but go for it. So it's kind of my fault. I don't remember who was it, Dr. Feelgood fan, shall we say. All right. Well, yes, it wasn't even
caricature. It was just plain false.
Yeah, well, you're stuck with it now. But we'll have to find out something. We'll have to find out something about you and get it in the next one. All right. So we are going to do an original Star Trek question. Now, I must say, I was a really bad girl because I printed out a ton of them, and I never checked off which one we've asked so far. So this might be something I've asked you before, which would make it really easy.
Yeah, the one last week was a repeat.
Was it? Well, this
but. John made up for it by asking me one that I've never answered before. That was on the air.
Okay. So, in the episode Man Trap, have we talked about this?
Oh, yes.
We have?
Well, we've talked about Man Trap before, but I don't know if we've talked about this
planet,
question.
What planet was the Enterprise orbiting?
Oh, something about Sarpedon?
No, it's a letter and a number.
Yeah, I forgot. I'm afraid I've forgotten.
Oh my God! Well, it was M113.
Oh, I definitely forgot that.
Yes, and it was the first regular.
That almost feels new to me.
It was the first regular episode of Star Trek to air in September 1966. Man Trap.
Yeah, it wasn't the first one they ever made, but it was the one to start the series.
Yes, and, precisely.
Oh, I pity the actor who had to play that monster. Man alive. Oh.
I don't know. Well, he probably didn't know anybody on M113 anyway. So
yeah.
Yes, M113, you'll never forget it.
No, now I won't.
All right, good deal. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Usually we do charts with Mark, but not this time. So, pulling out the 60s because we're going to talk to Fran. I just saw this up on the screen and haven't had a chance yet to pick the lyric in question, but I can do that. And so Fran is in Austin. How's it going, Fran?
How's it going? Okay.
All right. Everything good? Can't complain?
Same old stuff, different day. You know how that goes.
All right. So let me... now I got to pick out 68 songs, and not the best of musical years, really. But
no, I'm running out. I told John, I said, well... because the last two I got wrong, so if I got to change categories if I don't get this one right.
Well, yeah, no, I thought
at least for a while.
I thought you actually got the last one.
No, and unfortunately, it was one of those I really kicked myself over too.
Oh well, you'll get this. This is easy. I picked one that's easy. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. It leads right into the
dropped
title.
Dropped in to see what condition
my
condition was in.
We have a winner.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You're 100% right. So that's the deal. And Mickey Newberry wrote that song, believe it or not. And
Someone would actually admit to writing that song.
Yeah, apparently so. And, of course, the first edition, Kenny Rogers didn't put his name on it at that point, released it. So yes.
I don't blame him.
Well, I don't either. But hey, we remember it to this day, so they did something right.
I guess so. I keep forgetting about that one when we do the world's worst hit records. I'll have to remember that.
Oh,
next
yeah.
Time.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, yes. All right. Well, good deal. Well, you're a winner. Hang on. I told you you'd do it. All right.
All right. Thanks.
Fran reclaims her greatness there. She's absolutely right about that. So we put her on hold, and we talk to John in Gilbert. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley.
How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. How's it with you?
I can't complain. So you want, it says here that you want Big Lebowski trivia?
Yeah.
You really do, huh? And, of course, The deal is, of course, John should be answering this, seeing that, you know, he's a Dudist priest and all. And so, okay. What is Bunny's real name?
Fawn.
Yes, absolutely right. Lived up at a farm in Minnesota. You're absolutely right. It is Fawn. All right. We have a winner. Right. Hang on, John. Don't go away. All right. So, yes, that's the deal. Fawn. All right. So, perfect for Bunny. All right. So, so there you have it. And, John absolutely adored that movie. And it is funny. I've seen parts of it, and it is funny. But when he got the certificate that he was, you know, ordained in Dudism, I thought that was pretty good. And I said, can you do wedding? Yeah, I can. So all you have to do is register with the state. But apparently all you have to do is register with the state, no matter what certificate you got, from what I can tell. But you got a hat, too. He likes the hat. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. We'll be getting to Johnny D., who's got trivia guests for us. We got Dave in Iowa. It says Chris Christopherson. Now, I'm not sure if he wants a Chris Christopherson question. Well, I need to straighten this out right now so I can find out. So, okay, Dave in Iowa, welcome back to WGN Radio. All right, are you looking for Chris Christopherson trivia?
Well, I just want to, I read a little trivia and I met the fellow who got Chris Christopherson his recording session when Chris Christopherson was a janitor.
Oh, yeah, at CBS, right, at 804 16th Avenue South. Who was the...
You're up, you're already...
Well, I worked in the building. Who was... who was the guy?
The guy's name was Jim Williamson, and when I met him, he was the chief engineer or something like that at the Jack Clement recording studio.
Yeah, he played trumpet and all that stuff, and he had a group, the Nashville Jazz Orchestra. So he was around.
That's it.
He's not he's not alive anymore, I don't think.
No, I know, but I'm not sure that was the same Jim Williamson. But
really?
Yeah, I'm not sure because he never. No, but anyway, so
okay.
He got him the Chris Christopherson. Oh, you know about his janitor.
Well, sure. Like I say, it was 804 16th Avenue South. Know it well, but I was sure that this was Jim Williamson. I was sure that he was a musician, but maybe not. You know, I was pretty sure. But anyway, it's been a long time. It's over 50 years now.
So, okay, sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jim told me that by email, he told me that why he got out of the business, and he said that the quality had the music had really declined, and he was flying planes at the time, about 2006 or so.
Really?
Yeah. And and he explained to me, you know, what it took, you know, to make a good record, and it was, you know, the feeling, you know, that's what he said, and the song, and feeling. So today, I found a place in the world where they are writing good music and making good music.
Huh.
And do you, since I'll give you the, where is that? Where in the world is that happening?
Well, just don't tell me it's Austin. I don't want to hear it. But
it's Austin. Well, there's a fellow called Uwe Altenriet, and he writes something that, along the lines of Bavarian music. And I think it's three songs he's written, and they have German names. But it's really good, and if you want to give it a listen, there's, if you'd like, a Laus Bua Musser Sai and Die Bavaria and Der Bua auf der Stadt. That's a really good one. So,
all right.
But anyway, the genre is where the girls play Styresia harmonicas. Do you know what a Styresia harmonica is?
No.
Okay, it's like an accordion, except it doesn't have a piano keyboard.
Okay.
It's very popular in Bavaria, and they have Styresia harmonica competitions, and where people, and mostly girls, I guess, play these Styresia harmonicas.
Huh.
And I think probably the most successful artist today is, what's her name? I can't think of her. Melissa Naschenving is her name.
Okay.
And she had, back in August, she had a hit with the tune of Polly Wolly Doodle.
Okay.
With German words, yes. So Polly Wolly Doodle was a hit in August of this year, of 2023. And another nice piece of trivia.
No, I didn't. So, I'm looking this up now. I found a Wikipedia page on Styresia harmonica, and it's absolutely never had heard of it, but literally translates from German as Styrian accordion. And
that's right.
So yeah, and it apparently originated in Styria. Yeah, wherever that might be, and I think.
Well, that's Austria. Yeah.
Yeah, and a bunch of things, not only in Bavaria but Czech Republic, and they say South Tyrol. I have no idea where that is either. South Tyrol.
Tyrol? Yes. Oh, come on now, Tyrol. That's about as good as Bavaria as far as music.
Oh, okay.
Tyrol. Yeah.
No, my knowledge of this is nil.
Did you know the Tyrolean yodelers toured America in the 1800s?
You know, I think I actually heard about this somewhere, but no. I know little about it.
Yeah. Everybody should know where Tyrol is located.
Well, it looks like it's right above Italy.
Right, between Italy and Bavaria.
Yeah.
And
right.
So...
No, I am totally without knowledge on all of Alpine folk music. I guarantee you I know nothing. So,
well, I hope you give it a try, and, you know, like all music, I think most of it's crap.
Yeah.
And you just have to, right?
Well, you know, it's the kind of thing
disagree?
That, well, I think, here's the deal. I think that we all agree with one thing. The best songs are the ones that take us where we want to go. It just transforms us where we have the argument as which songs those are. And I'm very, very narrow in my tastes. I am not in any way broad-based. You know, don't talk to me about classical music or opera. I'll run out of the room. Do not want it. You know, don't talk to me about classic rock or, you know, any of the album rock stuff or, you know, heavy metal. I don't want to hear it, you know, on and on. And I just like my, you know, little soul oldies, my obscurities, and it's pretty narrow.
So you would rule out any, like, big band instrumentation?
There's some big band stuff I like, and that's what's weird. And I'm much more about a song. Like I thought, even though Artie Shaw hated this record, although it paid for three of his divorces, but I thought Frenesy was the best record. I loved Frenesy.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah, that's good.
You know, it's stuff like that. But then some of the other Artie Shaw stuff, no, I don't think so. You know, just... Because I used to have to play that, you know, music of what's left of your life stuff, that big band stuff, and there were some of them that I just adored.
Oh.
Just adored, but very few. Yeah, like I say, I always called it music of what's left of your life. And but some of it was just great, and some of those pop standards. Oh man, I'm a Buddy Clark fan, you know, and I admit it. So,
But
it's
Buddy
Clark. Yeah, but it's just
so where, according to you, where in the world are they writing good music?
Oh,
today?
I have no idea because I don't live in the present musically. I really don't.
Okay.
There's very few things that come out, probably that came out in the last 30 or 40 years that I like. But occasionally there is where I'll say, wow, that's truly great. You know.
Now, what would happen to a song? If I wrote a song that was as good quality as Misty, what would happen to that song today? Where would it go?
Well, you know, this is a great question because you're talking to the wrong person because obviously I'm a fossil. But, you know, the upside is that it's very easy to get your music out there. You can get it online and get it out there. It's very hard in terms of for somebody to know it's there and to like it. But even if they do, now you're getting into the world where music today is 75 to 80% streaming as far as the revenue. And I do not know anything about this world. You know, I understand what jukebox involvement is. I don't understand much about how money is made in streaming. So you need to talk to somebody who is more current with that. But, you know, that said, things come out of nowhere and they catch on. And very often there'll be a one-shot thing. You know, we say, how the hell did that become a hit? But it will. And then there's also, you can't deny that in this day and age right now, nobody has come near to outselling Taylor Swift. And people like her from all sides of the aisle. So good on her. You know, I don't want to listen to it, but good on her.
Well, yeah, good for her. Exactly.
Exactly. That's great.
I don't see the attraction.
Well,
myself,
I don't judge it because, again, I think it's a very personal thing. And to me, I can look at it in terms of how many units did you sell, and that's a conversation we can have. But if you're talking about the quality of it, that becomes deeply personal.
And also you know about the popularity feedback loop where the more popular it is, the more popular it becomes.
Well, but I mean, for the most part, the stuff I like never got to be popular, so it didn't become more popular because it never got heard for the most part. It's not my place to judge whether it's good or bad. If somebody likes it and they're paying money for it, well, that tells me something.
Yeah, but Frenzy, you got to say that was popular. You like that?
Oh, it was absolutely. No, there are some that I do, obviously, but I mean, in general, I want my obscure soul oldies, and like when I played "Girls Are Out to Get You," I thought, "What a great record that is!" You know, so can I tell you? All right, we're about to hit the news, so be quick. Oh, actually,
thank you.
Actually, wait a minute. Don't be quick. I want to ask you: are you in Iowa right now, Dave?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hang on. I want to ask you a couple of questions. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. And we'll come right back here on WGN Radio.
New Valley, New Valley, New Valley, Valley, Little Valley.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. All right, 1964, Los Angeles Finest. Who are they? And what does that song or that record have in common with every other record we played? Now, I asked Dave to hang on because he's there on the ground in Iowa. And so I got to ask Dave, did you go to a caucus tonight?
No, I didn't.
You did now.
Did you change anything?
Well, of course not. But do you know anybody who did?
No, I haven't talked to anybody here that I know did.
Yeah, what I was curious about, you know, of course you hear the news and you think it's the biggest thing in the whole world, like always. And I was wondering, you know, well, there you are. Did you go? No. Do you know anybody who went? No. So, you know, how big a deal is it, really?
Well, I don't know. I thought it was pretty much, you know, knowing ahead of time that Trump was going to win. So, they could have changed, I suppose, you know.
Well, and of course, I guess with the Democrats, you don't know because it's all a mail-in thing.
Oh, I see.
They changed that. Okay, I'm not sure why, but they're mailing it in, and they say they'll have an answer in a week or so or something. But
I don't know if I'm a Republican. I think I'm independent, but, you know. So.
Well, I was wondering, that's the next question is, on caucus day, can you decide you're one or the other, or do you have to decide in advance?
Yeah, I've never been to a caucus.
Okay, it never went. Interesting. Yeah. Well, I was also curious because, you know, you're hearing about the weather and the wind chill and all that, and it's, I mean, if you think Chicago's cold, Iowa's got you beat, right? And so I thought, I wonder how the turnout really was because, you know, I've heard, like on WGN Radio News, they'll say, yeah, Trump was the winner and all that, but nobody's really mentioned how was that turnout, and I'm just curious.
Yeah. Well, I would think it would skew the sample a little bit, wouldn't it?
Well,
yeah.
You know, hard, right. Hard for me to know. All I know is I understand what 30 below is, and I don't care who was running for what, I'd stay home. So, curious.
I had to get out.
Yeah.
I needed coffee.
Oh, no.
So I had to walk half a mile to the store.
You
to
did not.
Coffee.
You walked half you walked half a mile?
Yeah,
oh, man,
I did.
You are a hardy soul.
They are, yeah, my face was in pain for part of that.
Yeah, but, I would think all the appendages, your fingers and your toe, all would be not be a happy thing. Wow, so you're right.
I forget the tricks of staying warm and from year to year.
I don't think there is one. But so you're willing to walk half a mile to get coffee, but not interested in the caucus. Now, I think that tells us everything we need to know.
Coffees,
really.
Addiction.
That's right. There's a man with priorities. All right. Well, thank you for waiting, and thank you for calling, and I hope you will again soon.
Well, thank you for telling me about CBS. I just worked for CBS, too, in New York.
Oh, really? Yeah. Where? At 51 West 52nd?
I forget the address. It was just a week.
probably 51 West 52nd. That was a mothership. And, yeah, I thought about that. I'm pretty sure the Jim Williamson that you're talking about he was a recording engineer there.
He was. That's right.
Yeah. Because I remember Norbert Putnam did the mastering and all that. And, yeah, I remember Jim Williamson. He was one of the recording engineers. But, yeah, that was.
He was a really nice guy. He would talk to me, so I'm sure he would talk to you if you happened to run into him there.
Right.
So,
I'm sure he did. You know, most of the Studio B was where everybody wanted to record much more than Studio A. So, if Studio B was busy and Studio A was doing nothing, I'd sit there and talk to the engineers and stuff. Like I say, I remember the mastering guys, Norbert Putnam and the other guy, Freeman, was wonderful. And fun time. So hard to believe it's over 50
I wish the technology had never changed and we were still mastering.
Oh, I know. Well, I remember when 16-track came in, and even then there were purists who say, you don't need 16-tracks. So, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like old 2-track stereo.
Was an awful lot of that in the late 50s and early 60s. So, yeah. And what's
They get these things with fake stereo, and it's not acoustically stereo, it's just electronically divided.
Sort of. And I'll tell you who was the worst on that was MGM. MGM came out with this in the 60s, and when they brought out Tommy Edwards' Greatest Hits around 67, 68, they did that with that, and it was just horrible. And, others have been bad, but this was heart-stopping horrible. So I feel your pain. I know exactly what you mean. And, of course, for the original 45 mix, they were all mixed down to mono anyway. So the minute you're saying stereo, you're not talking about
the 45
mix.
For really good stereo, you take a dummy's head and you put a microphone in each ear.
There you go.
That's about, right?
Yep. So, all right.
Okay,
thanks
Raleigh.
For calling. Appreciate
it. Nice talking to you.
Likewise.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
All right. Half a mile to get coffee. Whoa. All right. It is cold, too. So I guess we know all we need to know about the caucus. And everyone's in caucuses. It just doesn't sound right. Caucus? I don't know what it should be. But anyway, 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And Cleveland Dennis has a bumper guess. All right, Cleveland Dennis, what did you hear that you know?
Plural, caca.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Right. So right after the football game that I watched, the news came on. They were filming what was going on, but they did not say what the turnout is, but I guarantee you it was low because nobody's going anywhere in this kind of weather.
Well, obviously, that's not 100% true. We just heard from a guy who walked half a mile for coffee. So.
Well, that's when you need coffee, you need coffee. Well, I was thinking about it. I used to walk a lot, and he could do it, but I don't know why he wouldn't have himself covered properly.
Yeah,
that's another story for another time, but I'm calling on a couple things. I know that Vernon Green and the Medallion song that you played.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Edna. Vernon Green and the Medallions.
Right,
yes.
And I know Vernon Green and the Medallions from Buick 59, right. Which I heard for the first time in about 1969, and it knocked me out because I thought it was just so great.
Well, it's the other Vernon Green that's most famous in L.A., of course, The Letter. Because of the soliloquy. Sweet words of pismatology. And, you know, we all wanted to know what is pismatology. And, you know, some people, no, it's his mortality. And I mean, so finally I asked Vernon Green many years later, and he said, I just made it up.
Right. I've heard you state that in the past.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what that was about. But the other song that you just played recently, okay, I know that song as well from when I used to listen to the BBC for Northern Soul music. Girls Are Out to Get You, the
yes.
Fascinations, right?
Absolutely right. Girls Are Out to Get You is the Fascinations.
Right, and I just recall, you know, I only listened to Northern Soul for about 2 or 3 years, and then they got knocked off the air because of COVID at the time, and I don't think they've ever resurrected it, but guy used to do an hour or two show and was really introduced to a lot of interesting stuff from Northern Soul that was kind of regenerated by the English in the north of England.
Well, you know the history of Northern Soul, I mean, what it is.
I found out after I listened to him from a couple of years, and I think from your program, you mentioned it, it's the Magic Dust or whatever they were taking that kept them up all night dancing, right?
Yeah, it was the all-nighters at Wiggins Casino and a Twisted Wheel and a number of other places. Yeah, it was amphetamines.
Right.
And the cops were always arresting them, but that's what it was. It was years before I knew it, but that when I found out for sure from people who used to put on the all-nighters, I realized, ooh, that frenetic beat, I get this entirely, because that is the commonality to most of them.
Hmm, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, there's something else I wanted to bring up. Last week, I think it was one night, we were discussing a radio station with radio shopping.
Oh, yeah.
And Tradionet.
Yeah.
Actually, right here in Elgin, WRMN. Uh-huh. I listen in the morning. I know the morning man a little bit well. And they have Tradio in the afternoon. Or at midday or so, they have Tradio, and then they have radio shopping where you can buy, you know, restaurant coupons or services.
Oh, yeah. No, a lot of small market stations do. For a long time, you couldn't call it Tradio because it was a service mart. A guy in Texas had it, and I don't think it's defended anymore, so probably you could. But for a while, they went after everybody who called it Tradio.
But the guy that owns the station here, I think he also bought the one in Las Vegas, and they do similar over there. But nonetheless, I want to say this about the story when the guy called in and talked about sending music or having records sent from the U.S. to Liverpool to Brian Epstein for the Beatles.
Yeah.
To pour over and all that.
Yeah.
I've been working trying to figure out, because I have a few radio or record store contacts. There's somebody in particular I'm trying to get a hold of in Cleveland that I used to buy records from to see if he was involved with that or not.
Well, it would have had to be early on, and if he was working for a distributor, that would be the key, because a record store in in Great Britain was probably, if anything, buying through a one-stop or, you know, things like that more than individual labels. But check it out. It makes sense. It absolutely makes sense that if Epstein's family had record stores, they would have had connections for the product.
And
often when you're getting stuff, sometimes you'll wind up getting a bunch of stuff, you know, almost as promo copies, and that might have been where a lot of that soul came. It's not so much that it would have sold there, but it would have been, you know, would have been known to anybody associated with the record store.
Right. Well, I just want to mention that because I made a few notes, and I think in time I'll be able to report back and confirm.
Well, very good.
If any of these contacts I have were involved like that, but I found it interesting as well.
I will look forward to your report. All right. As usual, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. And so that was right. We played the Medallions. We played the Fascinations. Yeah, Girls Are Out to Get You on Mayfield. All right. So what do they all have in common? Well, I'll leave that to you. And we got another bumper stumper that'll be coming up in, a few moments. Then we got Johnny D, and we got Dale in Henderson, Nevada. We got Paul in Buffalo Grove, and there will be room for you as well here on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Woke up this morning, look the world in the face. I discovered that people were such an unhappy race. Everybody's getting hung up on the lonely life they're leading. Someone to lend a helping hand. Someone who will make them understand. Anyone can make it. All they gotta have is love. All
to get things all
right. Yeah, you gotta have it.
All to get things all right.
You can't do without it.
All to get things all right.
Hey. Why is she
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday Night Trivia, so if it's Friday night, please don't call. Relax, enjoy the show. Call on Monday night when we are live, as we are on this, the 15th of January, and we have another hour after this in Monday Night Trivia. I hope you'll join us. We do have a question out there, and on top of that, we also have all our bumper stumpers, if you know the artists, and you might. So we've gotten two down so far, and who is that? And yes, you know that guy. Not for that raw song, obviously, but you know that guy. So who is he? 888-876-5593. And our question, well, in the 1600s, for more than 20 years, it was illegal for anyone to do this in Massachusetts. Do what? All right, we have Johnny D. in Ohio. Welcome back to WGN. Johnny D., how are you?
Oh, okay, Raleigh, how are you?
I can't complain. So,
have you ever caucused before?
No, I have never. And like I say, it seems like it should be like caucus aum or something. I don't know how you'd decline it.
Well, I was going to call you a lion dog faced pony soldier.
Oh, that's a good. No, I don't know.
Remember that?
Yes.
You don't remember when Biden told the guy that?
No, it's hilarious.
The guy said, I've been a caucus. He goes, you're a lion dog faced pony soldier.
Okay, well, very good.
It was big. It was big news.
It's 13 words in search of a sentence. Other than that, it's just fine. So, what's your guess?
All right, listen. So, anyhow, you completely threw me off base with the song for Mark's line.
Yeah, apparently Mark's so. Apparently Mark is not into rotund women, so...
Because I'm glad you told me you're the one that told me.
I did. You asked me, and I said, yeah, I think so. What the hell? Go for it. Yeah.
I sent you an email.
Yes, you did.
I swear to God, I heard something. I thought it was him that said that.
Well, somebody else must have.
Well, I know one thing. The part about his drinking buddies saying it was right, because I know he had drinking buddies.
Yeah.
He has to be drinking pineapple beer. Remember that?
Yes, but I don't know what they were talking about, since we now know it wasn't women on the Muy Mas Grande side.
Well, I wish I could figure out who that was. But I thought it was Mark, so I went for it.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here. Here's what I want. I want to guess at the 16 Massachusetts, 16th century illegal.
Okay.
All right, play the Styrica harmonic.
Yeah, right, it should be. No.
All right, how about yodel?
No.
Okay. All right, how about dance?
No.
All right. How about a, I thought I heard you say you got a big bunch of hominin questions.
No, actually, right now, I believe we're doing Godfather trivia. That's what's
all right, okay, because that's what I told John.
Yeah,
John,
we're ready.
Go ahead.
We're ready.
Go ahead.
Who is the last character to die on screen?
Who is the last character to die on screen?
Yes, original Godfather.
The original
that's
Godfather.
That's what they say. Yeah.
Number one.
I would assume that's what they mean.
All right, let me think that through. Number one, the last person to die on screen. Oh, God. Oh, boy. On screen. See, I was going to say Michael Corleone, he died in the last, he was the last person to die on screen in the final movie, number three, Michael.
Yeah, but we're not talking about the first one.
We're talking about the first one, so, you know, in that, the last person, oh, could it be Tessio?
You know, most people guess that, and it's not. It's Carlo.
Well, man, yeah, because they choked him in the car, but...
Carlo.
Oh, man. Mm.
Now, you do understand I might as well be speaking Swahili. I don't know, but it's just what the question, what the answer was, so I'm reading.
People say it's Tessio.
Well, because they have a list of what the guesses were. And Tessio, other people thought Barzini... And Mo, but Carlo was
Zini.
And not Mo.
Tessio was gonna, you know, so he double crossed him, so you know they were gonna take him for a ride, and then he goes, "Hey, could you get me off the hook for old time's sake?"
Right.
Anyhow, I thought it was Tessio because he was gonna be the last, but on screen, Carlo, he got garroted. Okay.
If you say so.
Never mind.
I don't know who any of these people are. Yeah. So that's
all right.
That's
well,
the deal.
Okay, thanks for letting me goof that song off.
Oh, yeah, no, it was great. Who cares if it's accurate? I thought it was wonderful. All right.
I care. Thanks.
Oh, well.
I don't want to put out a false song there.
Well,
so I apologize to Mark that he likes rotund women, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate
bye-bye.
It. All right. I don't know who that was, but yeah, I gave Johnny the green light. I said, yeah, it sounds right. I don't know. Go for it. But still, it's funny. All right. We'll get to Dale in Henderson, Nevada, and Paul is in Buffalo Grove, and Sherry is in Naperville, and there's room for you, too. No one's gotten our trivia question yet. Interesting. Well, let's see how long this can go. Can't go more than next week because we don't let stragglers go that long. However, maybe next hour we will have a winner. We'll review the question. We'll review more of the bumper stumpers. Yeah, you got about four more to go, and maybe a theme is becoming apparent. I'll reveal that at the end of the night, too. Right now, I'll find out what's going on in the world at large on WGN Radio.
Up in the morning and off to school. The teacher's teaching the golden rule. American history, practical math. You're studying hard, hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind won't leave you alone. In the lunchroom ready to sail. You're lucky if you can find a seat.
your money if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Even the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burdens down. Throw down your books, get out of your seat. Down through the hallway, into the street. Up through the corner and around the bend. Into the juke joint you go in.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? 1963. And what does that record have in common with every other record we play tonight? So there's your bumper stumper. Now, in the 1600s, for more than 20 years, it was illegal for anyone to do this in Massachusetts. Do what? If you don't like my questions and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category, as we prove routinely, I tell you. So Paul in Buffalo Grove wants Lost trivia. Hello, Paul. How are you?
All righty. Better than normal.
Good. I'll take that. So Lost. Yeah. Of course, again, you understand I had to look up to find out what Lost even was, but I have I have trivia for it, so.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Which of the passengers on Oceanic Flight 815 was told to take that flight by a psychic?
Oh, the girl, Claire. Claire,
yes,
Littleton.
Yes, absolutely right. We have a winner.
All right. See, now, if I would have missed one from Lost, I'd feel pretty stupid.
Well, I have absolutely no idea. Like I say, might as well be Latvian. Don't go away. All right. So, yes, it is Claire Littleton. Paul is 100% right on that. So, yeah. Now, we're going to get to Barney Miller trivia here in a minute, too, because Dale from Henderson wants that. I don't know what that is either. I know it's a TV show, but that's about all I know. So Jeff in Beloit, though, wants to take a guess. So Jeff, what do you think?
I'm thinking that in the 1600s, and I read this on a bar napkin. It was a trivia question. I'm not sure if it was Maine, but this was on the books, that it was illegal to feed your servants a lobster more than 3 times a week.
Really? Well,
yes.
It's not right, but I wonder who came up with that.
Yeah, it was one of the coastal states, and I was reading that, and it was kind of shocking that you couldn't serve them more than 2-3 times a week lobster.
Well, it's obviously
it was a crustacean.
Long before McDonald's came up with the McLobster, so.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe they did that because they didn't serve it with butter, but.
Yes.
I do believe that's on the book somewhere, Raleigh, but that was my best guess.
It's a wonderful guess, and thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. And Dale is in Henderson, Nevada. So, Dale, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, what's going on in Henderson?
Oh, not much. Just enjoying the nice 50-degree weather we're having here.
Good.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, my wife and I, we moved here from Chicago, and I'm glad we did after the weather we're having. But, you know, let me just say something quick. I used to like to listen to Nick DiGilio, who was your predecessor. And all of a sudden, you know, you came on one night, and I thought, oh, Nick is on vacation. And then you kept on being on. And, you know, I really enjoy your show. Especially Mondays, but I enjoy every day. And I'm really bummed out when, like, the Hawks are playing on a late, you know, like, say, the West Coast, and your show is preempted, because I enjoy it, and I look forward to it every night, so.
Well, that's so nice of you. It's great to have you listening. And yes, it's nice here in winter that it's 50 degrees, but, of course, don't let anyone in Chicago tell you in August when you're at 110.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. All right. So you want Barney Miller trivia.
Yes.
Okay. Who was the actress who played the first female detective in the series?
First female.
And the name of the detective was Detective Janice Wentworth in 1975. Who was that?
Oh, that's Alice. What's her name?
You can do this.
Yeah. Well, Linda Lavin.
Absolutely, we have a winner, you betcha. All right, don't go away, stay right where you are. All right, so Dale is 100% right about that. And, of course, you do this for the fun of it. Eventually, you get a certificate and something you don't want, like a tabloid or a CD or DVD. But the certificates are cute. But everything else, like I say, not worth the postage. But hopefully a lot of fun. And we're way behind on mailing for all the reasons that you know, so I won't belabor that. Joan in Waukegan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi there.
Hi, Joan. What do you think?
I think it's something to do with the prohibiting tobacco usages.
Oh, that's nice. It's not right, but it's nice. It sounds good.
Well, I thought because that was like part of the country that grew a lot of tobacco.
Yeah.
And so it'd be anti-productive, really, to prohibit it.
Yeah, well, I think actually most of the tobacco growing was pretty far south of that. But but none, certainly was the East Coast. You're right about that. But more like the Carolinas. That's big tobacco country.
Okay.
All right. Well, good deal. And call me again. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And let's see. I'm working on World War II trivia for James. So while I'm, this is another one where I have to answer them all before they will tell me what, you know, what's right. So I go through. What's really funny is the last one, the Barney Miller thing, I didn't know. I just clicked on all these different things and I was like 80% right. Well, that's amazing. I didn't even look at the answers. Yeah, didn't do quite as well on some of the others. But in the meantime, Sherry is in Naperville. Welcome to WGN. What's up tonight, Sherry?
Hey, Raleigh, Brooke, David, and I are flustered from the weather and other things.
Why? I mean, it's cold, but you're from Chicago. You've been cold before.
Yes. Let me take you off speaker. Hold on one second.
Yes.
But, okay, I'm off speaker.
Okay.
Yes, but where he works is in a gas station, and he... And when I called him up, he's screaming at me because I was texting him the playoff scores. And I said, is your phone working? What's wrong? And he says, I'm busy. The car wash is frozen solid. Somebody left both doors open before I got here. And it's funny. But nonetheless, so I know he's going to sleepwalk and talk shortly.
Mm.
Because you tend to do that from work. But nonetheless, okay. So I have four answers for the trivia questions. I have a bumper question for you, which has nothing to do with music, other than what's the difference, and I don't expect you to know it, between a symphony orchestra and a philharmonic orchestra.
Oh, you got to talk to somebody who knows anything about classical music.
Well, yeah. But I remember one person said, what classical, like it was 6 or 8 months ago, someone asked, if you were to die, what classical song would you want to listen to for the rest of your whatever?
None.
Ah.
But by the way, as far as I know, in terms of your question, there is no difference between a symphony and a philharmonic other than the origin of the words. I don't think there's a bit of difference.
And I remember the Boston Pops Orchestra,
yes,
which I assume was popular classical at the time.
Beats me.
Just from the word. But I have no idea. But okay, so for your my four guesses for the 1600s, illegal for 20 years, was it?
Yep.
Okay. My first guess is going to be adultery.
Nope.
My second guess
By the way, Sherry, if it was, what would make it not legal? What would make it legal after 20 years? I mean, think about that.
No. The reason I... Remember they had the A on the sweaters or the A on the shirts they had to wear?
Yeah, no, this is not that. But I can't imagine what would change them, say, oh yeah, we'll make that legal now. No.
Yeah. No, it's happened throughout the years, blah, blah, blah. I understand that, but they made him wear the A on the
shirt. Next.
Or whatever.
Next.
Okay. Next is... witchcraft?
Nope.
Next is, because they consider this witchcraft, I don't know what the proper terminology is, but like if a woman said, I don't want to get pregnant, and the herbologists, which were considered witches, would say, take this, or eat this.
No, no witch doctors either.
It wasn't a witch doctor.
Yeah, no, I understand, but it has nothing to do with that.
Oh, I can't remember the fourth one for the darnest. It was something to do with... Oh, right. So what did I mention? I mentioned witchcraft, herbologists, that is all. Oh, birth control.
No.
Because I remember doing a report in high school, and cervical rings were brass, and they screwed up everybody, blah, blah, blah.
No.
Alrighty. That's it. But
all right.
You've had a lot of interesting people on tonight.
Yes, well, it'll be interesting to see if somebody comes up with this answer. And if you think of more guesses, you call me back.
No, but you guys inform me every night.
Well,
I'm
good.
I'm so glad you're alive. There's a lot of people.
Most days I am, too.
Yeah. And I had a switch.
Well, thanks. Appreciate that.
All right.
So,
love
yes. Likewise. Most days I'm glad I'm alive. Not all of them, but let's see. We've got James on the south side who wants his World War II trivia. How's it going, James?
Oh, I'm hanging in here.
Oh, good.
This is still a landline. It's working.
Yes. No, it sounds good. I would use that from now on.
I might. Okay, that's a possibility. Right, all depends what they end up ends up coming as far as it's supposed to come this week, whatever comes the replacement.
Oh, really?
For the cell phone.
I don't know. I'd stick with that landline. It's working.
Okay.
All right. So, we're talking World War II people, and...
Mm-hmm.
The plan for the invasion of France in 1940 was named after this guy, and in 1943 his reputation was made when he almost pulled off the relief of Stalingrad and then did pull off the recapture of Kharkov.
Okay.
Obviously he's a German.
Yes, that would be Guderian?
No, give me another one. And his ultimately, he was removed by Hitler, and that actually benefited Russia more than Germany.
Oh, goodness. I know who, because he was relieved right just before Guderian was, too. I'm having a brain freeze on this guy's name because I know it. It is goodness. If I knew the initials would probably give it away for me.
Well, if we want all his initials, we'd be going for F-E-G-E-V-M. But I'd see E-V.
Von Manstein?
Good enough, yes. Erich von Manstein. And the interesting thing is his name was actually Fritz Erich George Edward von Manstein.
Yeah, because I said, it's Guderian or him, because I remember Hitler actually really kind of screwed up twice. He got rid of it, even though both of them would basically tell him that his plan was unworkable.
Yeah. And, of course, he was a war criminal, to say the least. And it's interesting because he was considered to be the better general than Rommel, but Rommel was considered to be the better man.
Yes.
So, there you are.
Oh, and I want to take some shots at that trivia.
All right. Well, so we'll repeat the question, and that is, in the 1600s, for more than 20 years, it was illegal for anyone to do this. Do what?
Dancing?
No.
A pub? A drink in the pubs?
Nope.
Okay. I am going to say singing.
Nope.
Okay. To do anything on Sunday.
Nope.
Okay. For let's see. I know they wouldn't change the Sunday blue law, so we're going to go away from that. I'm going to say,
all right. Here's what.
Okay, having teachers, who are unwed for a certain number of years.
Nope, it's not that. But now we'll save the sixth one for your next call. You can be thinking about this, and we'll give you seven chances next time.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. So we'll pick that up with Sam and Gurney here in moments. 1600s, for more than 20 years, it was illegal for anyone to do this in Massachusetts. Do what? And another bumper stumper coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
Sputnik didn't know I was spaceward bound.
Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep.
I'm flying so fast, just ripping through night and day.
Beep, beep, beep.
I'm flying so fast, just ripping through night and day.
Beep, beep, beep.
I'm in my own little orbit, nothing better get in my way.
Beep, beep, beep.
Me fall.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yeah, I was using a car commercial, actually. I had nothing to do with cars. Yeah, searching all the world around, jumped on Sputnik, didn't know I was spaceward bound, but who is he? And what does that record have in common with everything else we have played tonight? All right, so we're about to get a guess here in a moment from Frank in Northlake, and we got guesses on our trivia question from Sam and Gurney and Mike in Rapid City, and there's still room for you. We got another half hour left on Monday Night Trivia, but right now we'll check out the news on WGN Radio.
Better beware. Oh,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Oh, man. He would have. It's a woulda, coulda, shoulda been just huge, but taken way too early from us. So who is that? 888-876-5593. Kind of a gift, but more to the point, what does that record have in common with every other record we play tonight? Frank is in Northlake. How's it going, Frank?
Oh, pretty good. Just staying warm. Staying
well,
in.
Good. Good. Yes, yeah, stay inside.
Yeah, for sure. I'd like to take a guess on about what the groups that you've played have in common.
Yeah.
One of them would be on the same record label.
No, they're not.
The one, I don't remember what number it was, but it was a guy with a great voice. Could that have been Brooke Benton?
There were no Brooke Bentons.
Or O.C. Smith.
There were no O.C. Smiths.
Oh, boy. And about the 1600s, yeah. It was disallowed for 20 years, you say?
Yeah.
Let's see, there were two things I was going to get. It had something to do with witchcraft. You couldn't call anyone a witch anymore, or else they didn't drink tea.
Nope, neither.
Oh, boy. Because they would have been Boston. But, oh, boy. Just a shot in the dark, like Jack Webb would say.
Well, always good to hear from you. Thanks, Frank.
Okay, Raleigh.
Okay.
Thank you, you guys. You're in Arizona, right?
I am.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, last week I was, in Globe, and it was snowing. So Arizona gets snow.
Uh-huh.
Depends where you are. Now, this week I'm in Scottsdale. It's not snowing in Scottsdale, but in Globe, oh, yeah, we got quite a bit of snow.
Oh, my brother, my youngest brother, he lived in Scottsdale for a long time. Then he moved to Apache Junction.
Oh, yeah. Well, I pass through Apache Junction every time I'm driving a Globe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. Do they still have Ben Johnson days out there?
I think so.
Out there in Apache?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know
exactly. That guy was a real cowboy.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Amongst
yes.
The other real ones.
I think so.
I liked his character. I liked him. The first time I ever saw him was in Shane.
Oh, wow.
With Alan Ladd and Van Heflin.
Yeah.
It was, I think, 1953. Gee.
Yeah.
Well, you got some other folks waiting to get in and take a guess.
Yes. No, I'm glad you called. But I'm pretty sure every year they still have Ben Johnson days. It's interesting. The only reason I hesitate is Apache Junction has decided that they're going to be big time. And so they've been getting different businesses to move in there and all that kind of. So it's not what it used to be as far as, in the middle of nowhere kind of thing. But I'm pretty
like
sure.
Like a rural little.
Yes, right, town. Exactly. It's not terribly rural anymore. It's right next to Mesa and bigger than ever. So,
My brother sent me a newspaper. I still have the newspaper from a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I couldn't believe all of it. I thought, there are this many buildings, Chamber of Commerce, numbers of stores of different types.
Oh, absolutely. But like I say, now we're getting factories and plants that are making stuff and all that. So it's...
It's some industry.
Yes, yes. They're really going after that. And Mesa had lost a lot of bids. A lot of things went to places like Chandler or Gilbert or Apache Junction. So Mesa decided they were going to do something different. And it is different, actually. They're laying fiber and allowing any provider to use the fiber to allow for fiber to the home for broadband, and I think it's just a wonderful thing. Now, it'll take a number of years to get it fully accomplished, but there's like six
fiber optic?
Yes, true fiber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
it's real fiber optic.
Yeah, and I think that with symmetrical speeds and all that, I think that's really going to help them because they need the help. All right.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Thanks for calling.
Okay,
we'll talk to you soon.
You guys. God bless, and I'll talk to you next time.
I hope so. Thanks. All right, so 888-876-5593. I think Ben Johnson days were usually in November, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, Sam and Gurney, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Thanks for having me in for Hot Chocolate. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for calling.
I want to say, too, just so you and John know, I'm still picketing for John to swap seats with you some night.
Well, if you can get him to do it, it's fine with me.
Yeah, I tried to persuade him when I was on the phone with him, but didn't seem like it was going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. But if it does, I'll be happy to do that.
Awesome. I figured I'd try to take a crack at the 1600s trivia.
Okay.
All right, I got a few guesses, but how about stabling a horse on the second floor?
I could see why that would. No, it's not, but that's probably good.
Well, I remember that was an old law that they had, but, and the other two cracks I had it is men wearing long hair?
No.
And how about practicing Quakerism?
No. No.
Okay.
But all
well, I gave it my best shot.
Well, yes, so. You did, and I'm delighted that you did. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Mike is in Rapid City. How's it going, Mike? How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
All right, did you go to a caucus?
We're in South Dakota.
I'm sorry. You did not go to a caucus. Never mind. I don't even want to tell you where I thought you were. You are in South Dakota, and hopefully you're indoors because it's not warm there either.
Yeah, it's we're not as bad as Chicago. We got the really cold weather a couple days ago. They're getting that now.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you think?
My guess is celebrate Christmas.
You're absolutely right. Puritans believed that Christmas should be celebrated only with prayer and hard work, not with gifts or feasts. So in 1659, anyone found observing Christmas by abstaining from labor or feasting or any other festive way was fined 5 shillings. The law was repealed in 1681. So was this a guess or did you know?
I had read that somewhere. They wanted to purify the Church of England of everything left over from Catholicism, vestments, rituals, and holidays.
Yeah, so Christmas was gone for 20 years.
And I think back in the day, then Christmas was pretty rowdy with a lot of drinking and debauchery and whatnot.
Yeah, everything a fine holiday should be. Yeah, so apparently this went for 20 years before they gave up.
Yeah.
All right, well, you're a winner.
And I did hear an interview on Canadian broadcasting a few years ago. They interviewed some old guy, and he was saying he lived in Nova Scotia. He was looked down when he went to school because his lunchbox had lobster sandwiches on it. That was a sign you were at the bottom of the barrel. You were the poor side of town if you had to eat lobster.
That's so funny. Well, I guess this explains why there's McLobster on the main turnpike at McDonald's. But
yeah.
All right. Good deal. Well, like I say, you're a winner. Hang on. We'll confirm that. And don't expect anything big, but eventually you'll get something. All right. So,
right.
Absolutely right. It is celebrating Christmas. All right. Well, yeah, that didn't work out for too long, did it? All right. But we're going to do, I believe, some charts right now with Steve in Riverside. How's it going, Steve?
Hello, Raleigh. First of all, thank you for playing my Tommy Edwards request about a week ago.
Yeah, happy to do that. And that was an early one. He recorded that in 1953.
Right. I never heard the later one you were talking about.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out. You said it was pretty bad, though, right?
Yeah, well, see, that Greatest Hits album, like I said, wasn't that he sung it badly. They decided that they were going to create stereo, and they did it with a horrible amount of reverb on one track, but it's just so god-awful. But his singing's fine, but the production on that, it's Tommy Edwards' Greatest Hits, and as far as I'm concerned, it goes down in the Hall of Infamy for worst recording engineer screw up.
I had the wrong answer for trivia. Your question, I thought in Massachusetts at one time maybe it was illegal to drive under the speed limit.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, of course, in the 1600s, I don't think maybe the horses were complaining. I don't know.
Right.
So now you want 1967. Do you want this week in 1967?
No, 1957.
Oh, 57. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. That requires another book. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. All right. I'm glad that this is coming up because very, very few people ask for the 50s, and I've got all those charts, too. So 50s are coming up, and the final bumper stumper of the night is coming up on WGN Radio.
Yeah.
WGN Radio, I'm Roddy James. That's your last bumper stumper in 1966 on the Duke label. And this guy is from Texas. In fact, he was known as the Silver Fox of the Blues. And he actually started out in gospel in a group that included Joe Tex. And then he joined up with a bunch of blues singers like Junior Parker and Bobby Blue Bland. And so who exactly is he? Now, by the way, his name is a nod to Johnny Ace's brother, but that his actual name wasn't that at all. But anyway, if you know, you know, and if you don't, you don't. And as far as what we're after for a theme is, what is the commonality there? All these records have something in common. What is it? All right, now, Stephen Riverside, we found the 50s. All right, very good. I'm so pleased. Almost nobody asks for the 50s. I didn't even have the book in front of me. So we're going to do this date in 1957.
Well, what I asked was like April 57.
April of 57. Okay. Which week in April?
Anyone.
Okay. All right. April 13th, 1957. Number one. All Shook Up.
Elvis.
Number two, Little Darlin'.
Diamonds.
Number three, Party Doll.
Buddy Knox.
Number four, Round and Round.
Harry Como.
Yes. Number five, Butterfly.
Charlie Gracie.
I wish, and I'm going to give you credit for that, but unfortunately it was Andy Williams, the cover.
Oh, okay.
But I'll give you credit for that anyway, because it should have been Charlie Gracie. All right. Number five, definitely. Why?
Ugh. Why?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Why?
Was that Pat Boone?
Yes, it was. Number seven, Come Go With Me.
Del Vikings.
Yes. Number eight, I'm Walking.
That'd be Fats Domino.
Number nine, Gone.
Ferdinand Husky.
Yep. And number 10, Butterfly.
Okay, that has Charlie Gracie.
Yeah, absolutely right. You got it. You got the top 10. Let's see how far you go. You already won, but just for fun. Number 11, okay. Teenage Crush.
Tommy Sands.
Yeah, number 12, Mama Look a Boo Boo.
Harry Belafonte.
Yeah, number 13, Marianne.
Oh, which one? Easy Riders?
No, male vocal.
Terry.
Yes, you can do this.
Gilkison or something
like
that?
Good enough. Gilkison. Yes, good enough. Yeah, that's it. Oh, God. Number 14 is Party Doll. Don't say Buddy Knox. It's obviously a horrible cover, proving that the pop standards were still inching in even then.
Oh, Party Doll. Steve Lawrence, I bet.
I'm afraid you're right. Number 15 is, oh God, the Wimpy White version of Marianne. It's a well-known group. They were on Dot. They also did P.S. I Love You.
The Hilltoppers?
Yes. Number 16, okay. Young Love.
That'd be Sonny James.
No, it'd be Tab Hunter.
Young Love?
Yes, of course, because this is the Hot 100. You know, it's Tab Hunter's version of Young Love.
Oh, okay.
Just like number 17 is 99 Ways and it ain't Charlie Gracie, it's more Tab
That's
Hunter.
Yeah.
And number 18 is I'm Sticking With You. Well, that's all right. It was Jimmy Bowen, but you did very well.
Okay.
Very well. So hang on, Steve. It's good to hear from you. All right.
Okay. I have a couple of questions if you have time.
All right. Let me write them down because, of course, it won't be tonight. But what you want?
The one was actually a hit. Just Two Kinds of People, Little Anthony.
Okay.
Not too politically correct today. And the other one, The Showman, Our Love Will Grow.
Really? Okay.
Would that fit in the theme for tonight?
No. All right.
Okay.
So it would not.
I was thinking maybe they were all Northern Soul records.
They are not. Now I'll tell you what all the labels were. First one was on Karen, then Wonderful, then Dutone, then Mayfield, then Carla, then Money, then Constellation, Class, Cash, and Duke.
No, I'm not going to get it.
All right. Well, thanks for trying. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So it's waiting a few minutes, so we won't ask you another trivia question, but I will review the records. And in the meantime, I have not yet given out what the commonality is to all of those. So if you know, this is the time to call at 888-876-5593. And it's obviously something the record labels have in common. First thing we played was The Capitals, Tired of Running from You, 1966 on Karen. The Duets, Please Forgive Me, 1965 on Wonderful. The Medallions doing Edna, 1955 on Dutone. The Fascinations, Girls Are Out to Get You, 1967 on Mayfield. M&M's and the Peanuts doing Lil Valley, 1964 on Money. Dion Jackson, Hard to Get a Thing Called Love, 1967 on Carla. Sonny Holiday did the version of School Days, 1963 on Constellation. Bobby Day did Beep, 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 and that was 1957 on Class. Jesse Belden did Beware, 1957 on Cash. And Buddy Ace, Nothing in the World Can Hurt Me, and that was 1966 on Duke. All right, so now, Karen, Ollie McLaughlin owned it. Wonderful, George Lehner owned it. Dutone, Dootsie Williams owned it. Mayfield, Curtis Mayfield owned it. Carla, that was another one of Ollie McLaughlin's labels. Money, that was John Dolphin. Constellation, that was Yurt Abner. Class, that's Leon Rene. Cash was another one of John Dolphin's labels. And Duke was Don Roby. So what do they all have in common? Every one of these labels was wholly owned by an African American. And I think that's just wonderful. And most of them wound up with some pretty good distribution deals along the way. Obviously, you know Wonderful because, man, it doesn't get any more Chicago than that, does it? But Karen and Carla and Moira, too, those were all Ann Arbor labels. In fact, the station that John Records Landecker grew up listening to had Ollie McLaughlin, the owner of those labels, as a disc jockey. So Dutone was Dootsie Williams, a South Central L.A. label. Obviously, Mayfield, I don't have to tell you about Curtis Mayfield in Chicago, so that as well. John Dolphin, Dolphins of Hollywood. He had Money and he had Cash, and those were infamous, to say the least. Constellation would have been a great little label. It was around for about 3 years, but unfortunately, Abner always had gambling issues, as you know from all the VJ stories. Class was Leon Rene, and how I loved the Class label, and he was great. He originally had Excelsior and a couple other labels, but the problem is he had his own pressing, and it was all 78s. So, of course, when 45s came in, he was out of luck, but he regrouped and formed the Class label. And, of course, Duke in Houston was Don Roby. Yes, everybody's favorite criminal. And who said that? Duke and Peacock. And so that was the deal. They were all wonderful African-American labels, and interesting stories on a number of them on how distribution was accomplished and all that. So rich with history, and very few people remember any of them, but that's the deal. So we will have another trivia question starting next Monday, but let me look, because Carol is wonderful at this, the world's best show prep. And she keeps me posted on when we're on the air and when we're not, and clearly I never know. So what is this? Well, tomorrow I know we have an hour late, but then the rest of the week is identical. But the week after, I think that Monday might not be a full show. But the bottom line is I'll confuse you if that's the last thing I do tonight. So I'll fill you in as time goes on. But tomorrow, an hour after normal, so 11 p.m. Central. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank all of you who called. Much appreciated. We'll do it again tomorrow night, 22 hours from now on WGN Radio.